The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim Daf Samach Dalid. The Gemara here, at the beginning of the Daf, continues from the end of the Daf before. The Gemara says that Mitzvah Dome B'chamakim Mizbeach Kshayra. If you did Mitzvah Adam, from the Schatos Oif, he squeezed out the blood, which is doimet to the Shirayim, Shvicha Shirayim of other Karbanis. If he did that on any place on the Mizbeach, it's kosher. Why? She'emi hizav le mitzvah ksheira. It's no worse than had he not done any mitzvah. Just like if he would have done a hazah, that's like it's a parallel to what Zrika is. And without any mitzvah at all, b'di'eved, the carbon would be kosher. So, as long as he puts below the chut ha-sikra some of the dam ha-nefesh. So Gemara says, as Rashi explains more, that since mitzvah is not b'di'eved, not me'akiv, so therefore, if it's not ma'akiv, b'di'eved, so even if he does it wrong, it can't make the animal, the carbon, it's really a oif over here, it can't make the oif more possible by that he did it the wrong way. The Marsham comes along, and he learns from this Gemara a tremendous yesod, a concept that he generalizes to many places in all different areas of Torah. And I think the place to begin from is with starting with the halachas of Esrig. There's a halacha by an Esrig that we all know, that an Esrig has to have a pitum. You could have an Esrig that the pitum fell off and still be kosher if it fell off during a certain stage of its growth. And that's why a lot of Aris Rogim do not have pitums, because it fell off at an early stage. But if it was taken, picked off the tree with the pitum on, then the pitum cannot be removed. And if the pitum was removed after the esrig was picked off the tree, then in many cases, according to many opinions, it will be possible. There's different shitas, how much of the pitum has to be remaining in order for the esrig to be kosher. According to the Taz, it's good enough as long as there's no guma, as long as it doesn't go as an indention into the esrig. But even if it's flush and flat at top, the esrig will still be kosher. However, according to the Magen Avraham and other achronim, there has to be part of that stick of the pitum above the level of the top of the esrig to make the esrig be kosher, to be considered as if it has a pitum. L'chatchila, the Rama says, L'chatchila, one should take an esrig that has its whole pitum, not missing any of the pitum. But, b'di'eved, b'di'eved, one could certainly even make a bracha on an esrig that has even just part of the pitum, as long as part of the stick is still sticking up above the top. So now came the Chaim of Racha, and he had a shaila. Who is the Chaim of Racha? Before we go further, who is this sefer that I'm quoting, Chaim of Racha? Chaim of Racha was written before the war, a comprehensive sefer on the halachas of Arba Minim, the halachas of Lulav, Esrig, Hadas, and Arava. And it was actually a very popular sefer, and a very comprehensive sefer. And in fact, he got haskamas from many gedolim of his time. Three of the haskamas are from people that are very commonly known, gedolim Yisrael, that are commonly known. Namely, the Meir Simcha, the Or Sameach, the Marsham and Reb Chaim Brisker, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. Be that as it may, so the Chaim of Rocha had a suffix about the halachas of the Pitim. Once we explained that the Pitim, the Esrog is kosher, even if most of the Pitim is missing, as long as it's sticking up a little bit above the surface. Me'ikar adin, it's kosher. The Chatchili should have the whole Pitim, but b'di'evid, it's kosher even if you just have a little bit of the Pitim. We also know that there's a halacha that you can't have a black dot, perhaps brown, it's a shayla, you can't have a black dot on any place of the esrog above the chaitam. So the Chaim of Rach had a suffix, what's going to be if there's a black dot on the stick of the pitam? Is the stick of the pitam considered part of the esrog of where a black dot passes the esrog? Is that considered part of the chaitam? Or perhaps that's above the chaitam, perhaps on that part of the esrog, a black dot will not passel. That was the suffix of the Chaim of Racha. So the Chaim of Racha went and he sent a letter to the Marsham, and the Marsham sent him back a letter. The Marsham wrote him back a letter and he based his psak based on our Gemara. Said the Marsham, you receive from our Gemara a concept that once the halacha is that b'di'evid, if it's missing, it's okay, then even if you did it and you did it wrong, it can't be worse than if you didn't do it at all. We have an argument, even if you do the mitzvah adam the wrong way, it can't passel the carbon, since even if you're missing the whole mitzvah in the first place, it's kosher. So you see that it's not worse when you do it wrong than if you would have never done it at all. Says the Marsham. Masham writes this in his letter, and he also has a tshuva and tshuvas Masham, two tshuvas and tshuvas Masham about this, and he says that this concept is used, he uses it all over. There's a shaila, if somebody wrote a Megillah, and some of the words in the Megillah, he wrote them in a apostolic way. When you write letters, you have to write them that they're not carved out, they can't be chok toiches, they have to be written, not that they're carved out by that you shaved away ink from the sides. And if you do chok teiches, the letters are possible. Says the Marsham, there's a pre-chodesh that says that since by Megillah, a Megillah is kosher even if you don't have all the words, and you can read those words by heart, you can read those words by heart, as long as you read most of it, and most of it, the main part of it, and the most of it. As long as you have certain parts of the Megillah, you're okay, even if you're missing a minority part of the Megillah. So says the Pre-Chadosh, if you're missing some of the words, it's kosher. So hu adin, if some of the words are written bipsul, some of the words are written as chak taiches, it can't be worse than if they're not there. So says the Pichadash. It says the Masham, there's a raya from the argimare to the halach of the Pichadash. You see, by mitzvah adam, it's not worse. Had it, if it's done bipsul, then had it not been there at all. Says the Masham, this halacha applies also to Hilchas Gittin. The halacha is that Me'ikar Adin, a get, doesn't really have to have the names of the father of the husband and the father of the wife. However, the names are written there. It is the chatchila that those names should be there. It does say in halacha that if they wrote the wrong name, then the get is possible. And the reason why if they write the wrong name it's possible because it looks like a different person did the divorce or the different person got divorced. But, says the Marsham, if the correct name was there, just the name of the father was written in a way that it's possible, says the Marsham, the get is kosher. It can't be worse to have the father's name written in a apostolic way than had the father's name not been written at all. Again, he brings a raya from our sugya that being done in the wrong way can't be worse than had it not been there at all. Says the Marasham further, and therefore, this question of the Chaim of Racha is also answered. If there's a dot on the stick of the pitim, since if you would chop off that part of the pitim, the esrog would still be kosher with the remaining part of the pitim. So it can't be worse when you have a pitim piece that's not good than if it wouldn't be there at all. So said the Masham, so he wrote in a letter, and the Chaim of Racha printed his letter into his sefer. But then, the Chaim of Racha went, and he wrote a letter back to the Masham. And he told the Masham, I would like to suggest that perhaps, although we agree to your concept, and we agree that it can't be worse when it's done wrong than if it's not there at all, but perhaps that concept could only be applicable in the rest of the Torah, everywhere else except for in Hilchas Esrog. Since by Esrog, the idea of the Esrog, why it's possible, is because it has to look beautiful, so perhaps by Esrog, it could be worse when it's there, and it looks bad than if it's not there at all. And therefore, said the Chaim of Racha l'chayra, even though we see from our Gemara this concept that it can't be worse if it's done wrong than if it's not there at all, but perhaps Esrog is different since Esrog has to be beautiful and the mice it's not beautiful. So the Masham wrote him back that he agrees. He agrees what the Chaim of Racha's svara is, that although his concept is correct, but the application to halachas of Esrog would be incorrect. And therefore by Esrog it would be possible. Continues the Chaim of Racha. And the Chaim of Racha said that when he went to Reb Chaim Brisker to get a haskoma and a sefer, he discussed this question with Reb Chaim Brisker. And apparently he told Reb Chaim Brisker what he asked the Marasham, and what the Marasham answered him, and what he asked back to the Marasham, and that the Marasham agreed to him. And he discussed it with Reb Chaim. And to that, Reb Chaim said, I would like to say, I agree to the Marasham's first reasoning. I would like to say, says Reb Chaim, that based on the Marasham's reasoning, that we have a concept based on our Gemara, that it can't be worse done wrong than not being there, that by Esrog it's also kasha. Even though the idea by Esrog is that it has to be beautiful, has to be hadar, nevertheless, says the Masham, but what has to be beautiful? Says the Chaim Brisker, what has to be beautiful? Well, the only thing that has to be beautiful is the Esrog itself. The pitim, the part of the pitim that we're able to chop off, if you're able to chop it off, then it's not part of the Esrog. What has to be beautiful? The Esrog. But the part of the Esrog that you're able to chop off, so even if you didn't chop it off, it's not considered part of the Esrog, and therefore it can't passel, it can't make the Esrog passel by that it has a dot on that part of the Esrog. Says Chaim Brisker, says the Chaim Ibracha, did not say a final verdict lehalacha. He didn't say that therefore lehalacha lemaisa, he says that it is kosher, but he says in Svara, he would like to say, there's a good svara to say, like the first reasoning of the Marasham. And this leaves us that we have the concept of the Marasham, and apparently Chaim Brisker agreed to that concept, and we have a question of whether it could be applicable to Esrog, and apparently it lives with the shy, there remains with the question whether this dot on the pitum of the stick of the pitum of the Esrog will pass or not. One final point, all the Pais can point out, is that there's a machloikis, whether you could apply this question of pitim to all esrogim. And there are some esrogim, the Kaf HaChaim speaks about this, and the Sefer Yevakish Torah extends at length about this, that some esrogim, the stick, is the same color as the rest of the esrog. So these achroinim say that when you have that the stick of the pitim is the same color as the rest of the esrog, so then it has the same halacha as the rest of the esrog, and it's not considered part of the pitim. And if you go like that, Manocha, then in such a Sragim, where the stick is the same color as the rest of the Esrig, so then it's not considered part of the Pitam, and then you can't use any Kulis, you can't be more Makel if there's a dot on that stick, more than your Makel on the rest of the Esrig.
The Daf Yomi Audio Series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.